Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Rav Yaakov Galinsky told over the following story about himself. He said he traveled to Israel before the war broke out, and his wife and children were still back in Europe. It was not until a couple of years after the Holocaust that the rabbi verified that he was left all alone with no family. He didn't know how he was going to carry on. With a broken spirit, he went to the Chazon Ish and poured out his sorrows, hoping for some type of chizuk. The Chazon Ish himself didn't have any children and experienced a lot of yesurin in his life. After Rabbi Galinsky finished his heartbreaking story, the Chazon Ish hugged him and then told him a story as well. He said there was once a Jew who was an expert salesman. He was able to go to the big flea market, which took place in Leipzig just once a year, and do enough business there to support his family for the whole year. But one year, he got sick right before that flea market opened, and with no choice, he told his wife she would have to go there instead and do the business. She was very inexperienced. She didn't want to go, but she realized that their whole year of Parnasa was at stake. Her husband gave her an enormous amount of money and told her exactly where to buy from and where to sell. She left with a lot of anxiety, and when she finally arrived at the flea market, she froze. She didn't know where to turn or what to do, and then she noticed that the satchel of money she brought with her was missing. Panic-stricken, she turned to some of the Jews and asked if anyone found her satchel of money. It was discovered that another Jew at that flea market found it on the floor. The woman was so relieved when she saw who it was. He looked like someone with a lot of Yirat Shamayim. So she told him, "I'm the one who dropped the money," and she explained her entire situation. The man then said to her, "I really feel bad for you, honestly. But according to the halakha, you dropped the money in a public domain with Rov Akum, which means you for sure gave up hope of finding it. That means that the money became ownerless. So when I picked it up afterward, it became mine. This is my money now, and I could use it to support my family for the whole year. I'm not able to give it back to you." The lady couldn't believe what she was hearing. She went to a local rabbi, and she said, "Rabbi, please help me." The rabbi called the man who found the money to his office, and he said to the man, "Give this woman her money back." The man was going to listen, but he asked the rabbi, "Can you please explain? Doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch that if the owner gives up hope, the finder is allowed to keep it?" The rabbi replied, "Yes, it does say that. But this woman is not the owner. She's the messenger of her husband. A messenger does not have the right to give up hope. Only the owner does, and he did not give up hope." The Chazon Ish then told Rav Galinsky, "You are here in this world as a messenger of Hashem. And Hashem, your owner, did not give up hope on you. He is giving you life because you have a job to do, and therefore, you don't have a right to give up hope." Rav Galinsky said he got so much chizuk from that meeting, it gave him the strength to move on and build a new life and eventually become one of the great rabbis of the generation. A man who wasn't zocher to have children spoke in front of a large gathering for the organization Bonei Olam, and he said it was this story that gave him the chizuk to keep hoping to Hashem to one day have a child. And Baruch Hashem, this man is now a father. Hashem believes in us, and he wants us to believe in him. The pasuk says, "Kaveh el Hashem," We are to hope to Hashem. And if a situation becomes so tough that it's hard to keep hoping, then Hazak v'yames libecha, we need to strengthen ourselves, v'kavel Hashem, and once again, hope to Hashem. Have a great day.